passed it through the Senate 2-1, and now if these boys from the South, 40 of them, leave me, and go over and join Halleck, I know damn well I can do more for North Carolina than Halleck can. Now, how in the hell do I get that over to them?
Well, did you say Phil is all right if you agree to take that amendment?
Phil Landrum's gonna be the author of the bill. He's putting it through, and he got me to agree to take the amendment this morning, said it would help with some of the other Southern boys. And it has helped with fellas like Mendel River.
Yeah.
But the ones that I'm really in trouble about, your damn boy Fountain, and your boy Carnegie and Henderson, and the whole North Carolina delegation's in trouble. Now, I thought Luther Hodges could talk to them, and you could talk to them. And hell, when you all talk to me, I just get out there and get the job done if it's possible. But I thought they'd go along, but they tell me they haven't made up their mind yet.
Well, I had Fountain and Carnegie and
Scott?
No, Scott was out sick yesterday. He hasn't got back in yet. They say he's drunk, to tell you the truth.
Well, let him stay drunk. Just keep him away. That'll be good if you just keep Scott away.
I've got some people working what's the name of Gastonia there? I don't know what they're going to do anything with him, not.
That's Henderson, Carnegie, Scott. Who else?
Fountain. Now, Carnegie told me yesterday that, and I told Walter about it last night, that Cooley was wobbling. He said, now, if Cooley votes against this thing, he said, I just can't possibly. We got the same type of people down there. That's what Henderson said.
Yeah.
And they joined county, joined counties and districts.
Yeah.
Now, Cooley can do a whole lot for that whole situation there, if he will.
Well, now, who can I get to talk to Cooley? Do I have to talk to him myself?
I believe it'd be better for you than anybody in the world.
All right, I'll do that.
Cooley's an arrogant, vain kind of a fellow. You know that.
Yeah.
And if you talk to Cooley, I think stiffen him right up and just say, now, I've got to have your help.
All right, I'll do that.
I'm going to...
Can you do any more with Henderson or Fountain or Carnegie?
Beg your pardon?
Can you do anything with Henderson or Fountain or Carnegie?
Well, I think I can if Cooley will stiffen up and help me on it.
All right, will Sam help you?
Sam will help you, yes.
Well, go to him now and tell him that please don't. Your governor that you brought in here the other day can determine what goes in North Carolina. And you and Bill Whitley can pick the superintendents and the foremen and everything else that we put in there. And we'll have the kind of program you want if I live. But don't let Charlie Halleck beat me now, because it's going to humiliate me all over the world.
Well, I'm going to do my best. You know that.
All right, go get Sam Irvin, and you all go talk to these fellas. Tell them to help me, and I'll help them, and I'll underwrite it.
Now, Basil White, you know him as well as I do.
Yeah. And he said he's thinking about it. I don't know whether...
I've had John Akers from Gastonia, his backer and his best friend, working on him. And if he can't move him, I don't know who can, but I'm going to work on him this afternoon myself.
I'll go over there and tell him that you'll underwrite me, and tell him that I told you I'll do more for Basil Whitener than Charlie Halleck will. If he'll help me on this, I won't forget it, and I'll consider it a personal favor.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling me about it.
And I'll call him if I need to. You just tell me, and I'll call him and tell him that if he'll do it. Just tell him I got to have his help. If he can't help me, go on home. Don't help the bear.
But you please call Cooley, please.
I'll do it right now.
That's the man to get a hold of first.
You get Sam Irvin and get him to go help you.
I'll do it. Right now. Thank you.